Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Rob, let me give an update on this Monday night, the inaugural Monday night football game of the season. And right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers are up 16-10. On the New York Giants. Big Ben, Rob, coming back off the elbow injury, looks pretty good. 12 for 22, 145 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. And get this about Saquon Barkley. 11 rushes, Rob, negative 3 yards. That Pittsburgh defense, this is how good they were. Remember last year with not a quarterback to speak of after Roethlisberger went down in game two, and they were 8-8. You know, when they got Minka Fitzpatrick, obviously everything turned around for the defense and the team, really. And I think, you know, I'm not saying Ben's going to be what he was 7 years ago, but I expect if he plays well, and that's why I got them in the playoffs as a wild card.
I think they can have
a decent season. Yeah, and the Jets, or the Giants, I'm sorry. Danny Dimes looks all right. He threw a nice touchdown pass, and I think it was to Darius Slayton. And, he, you know, he's got decent numbers. One thing you see, Rob, is you can't just go by yards. You know what I mean? At a quarterback store. And I know you know that with Stat Padford. But Matt Ryan, 450 yards yesterday, and they really weren't in that game with Seattle. And so, but Danny Dimes, you know, almost 200 yards. Looks pretty good. Numbers are pretty good. He's got the one TD, as I said. But
I think the Giants are a bad team. I don't expect anything from them.
Yeah, I like Danny Dimes, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, and it's interesting. Everybody's talking about Joe Judge, right? The hard-nosed, old-school coach. You know, he better show something quick, or I think he might have trouble keeping up that type of coaching. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Speaking of old school, today's an anniversary.
Really? Anniversary?
Chris, can you believe it? It was 35 years ago tonight. September 14th, 1985, that the Golden Girls debuted on NBC. You know, Bea Arthur, Betty White, Rue McClanahan, and Estelle Getty as four older women who shared a friendship and a home in Miami, Florida.
What do you read from the press release or what?
And the show was 7 years. And I'm going to say this. Funny show, still relevant. So many more people still watch it, and it is an iconic television show. I know you never got into it, but 35 years, it is, and you know me, I love TV and I love sitcoms. It is definitely one of my two favorite shows of all time.
The Golden Girls and The Odd Couple.
Yep, those are my two shows.
Wow.
And I love the writing in both of them. So there it is. I just wanted to give a little quick little shout out because it was 35 years ago tonight.
Well, I'm so glad you did, man. I'm so glad.
But let me give another shout out. Can you give me one? Rob G, can you take the mic? Because I don't want it to sound like I'm bragging.
Oh, you brought it up, but you're not going to brag.
I'm not going to brag. I want Rob G to brag.
Week one means nothing. Isn't that what you told me with Pat Mahomes? No, I'm serious.
No.
Isn't that what you told me?
That's not what we're talking about.
You're showing yourself to be a situational moralist.
No, I'm not. Rob, you know, are you here or no?
I'm here, but I don't want to cut Chris off. When it suits you,
being a prisoner of the moment,
Rob
is fine.
G, is this
but when it
because of one
it,
day
you don't
or not?
Hear it.
Is this because it happened one day?
No, this is because it's big, not just for the show, because it gives us more credibility, but it's also big because sports gambling is the thing to be in on these days in sports media. And I don't know if you guys know this, but for the third consecutive year, Rob Parker went 5-0 on his pigskin pickoffs for week one.
Yeah!
Rob Parker.
You hear that? Say it loud. 15-0 over the last 3 years.
Wow.
Last year, Rob G, what did I pick? A 63% rate?
That's right.
63 in Vegas, I would be a millionaire at 63%.
Let me ask you, Rob G, what
Rob
did he pick,
G,
what did he what, pick
wait
the
a minute,
first
what did
year?
I, Rob G, what did
you
I do?
You were about 40-something percent the first year.
And Rob G, what
you
was
were.
My total for this past
Well, as you guys know,
Sunday.
Rob Parker is a degenerate gambler. He made picks besides the 5-0 on the pigskin pickoff. Again, this is all documented. You could check the tape. He picked three other games outside of the show. He went 3-0 in those as well. 8-0 on week one NFL Sunday, Rob Parker.
Thank you. And I want you to know, I've been covering this league since 1987, and I know everybody thinks I'm just a baseball guy. I know football. I know baseball. I know basketball. And I'm going to tell you this. If you want to find out and you want to bet or put some money up or bet whatever you is or get in your fantasy, man, listen to this show. I'm telling you, listen to this show on Fridays. Rob G, I've gotten a few requests, and they said, please, can you post, somehow can we post our picks every Friday, Rob G, on Instagram or, you know, like our pigskin pickoff?
Yeah, we'll be able to get those up on social media, no problem.
Let's do that on social media.
Rob G, who won the first year?
Chris Broussard did.
Okay. So just... I mean, Rob's acting like he just been killing it the whole two.
You didn't pick at a
63%. I don't know why you're poo-pooing this. It makes us look better when we're picking games good.
No,
Chris is like, I don't want to know that Rob's picking good. What about 2 years ago?
It's us.
Thank you.
But Rob making it like it's just him. I'm saying the first year I was killing it.
Chris, can you give me credit? Can you give me credit?
Hold on. Can I finish? The first year I killed it. Rob, you killed it last year. And you're off to a hot start. What did I say? Did you see my tweet? You tried
but
you
had something
tried to
in
show
there.
Me out. No. Rob called me out. Hello? Is this thing on? Chris Broussard for the third straight year. What did I do, Rob? I gave you love. When the last time you gave me love? It's been a while, I'm telling you.
No, it hasn't.
All I said, all you right. are the man on opening night. But
15-0 versus the spread
that's,
is unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
Rob G, you know betting. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's incredible. In fact, Lamar Mitchell said you're not invited to MGM anymore after picking games
I'm
like
coming
that.
Down there. I can't
My
wait
wife
to get
and I are going
there.
To hang out with Lamar soon.
Are you? I'm going I'm going next month
work
in October.
Out.
He's
are
like,
you?
Chris can come, Rob can't. If Rob's picking and, 8, no, he's not invited to the MGM.
And you know what? Bernie Fratto's my man in Vegas from Fox Sports Radio. So I called Bernie tonight. I want you to know I stayed away from this Giants-Pittsburgh game. Did not bet it. I didn't like it. I think the Giants, I just didn't like the game. And I picked Tennessee minus 3.
What was the spread?
Three.
What was the spread?
It was like 6.5, Rob G, right? 6.5?
Correct.
For the Steelers?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
6.5.
Well,
we're giving
it's
up
right around it right now.
So I'm like, you know what I mean? I just didn't like it. I don't know where this game's going to go. But I did pick Tennessee minus 3, so we'll see. All right.
All right, let's get into this, Rob. One of the big stories of the offseason, obviously the biggest one was Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, but this was a huge one too. That Green Bay, knowing that they needed to add a second receiver to Devontae Adams, they drafted Jordan Love and moved up to get Jordan Love, the quarterback, in the first round of the draft. And that ticked Aaron Rodgers off. And there are some thinking, you know, I mean, even Aaron said it. His days are numbered in Green Bay. And he's a great, you know, I've always said, even though I've been critical of his performances in the NFC title games, everybody knows he's an all-time great quarterback. And I think, Rob, I know he's motivated, you know, just as a superstar player. But I got to believe he's got a little extra motivation. And he went out and played absolutely lights out in the opening game of the season. Threw 4 touchdowns, threw for over 300 yards. They smashed the Minnesota Vikings.
And that's a big win. You know, a division
a
rival
division
on the road.
Right. 364 yards for Aaron. I mean, he was just fantastic. Do you agree with me? You think? this lit a fire under him, and he's like, I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to show you that, you know, you don't need to be thinking about getting rid of me. And look, he's on, what, 37? That's young nowadays. Or 36.
No, he's not right.
I mean, you got guys playing at 43 and 41. And, you know, so I think that this might be work out. I don't see them getting to the Super Bowl, but he might have a fantastic season, and they got a shot.
Well, I think his demise was grossly overstated by some. And that does not say that
the last 3-4 years.
But that still didn't say like he was finished. And that's where people were trying to paint a narrative that he was finished and that Jordan Love would be there next year or something or whatever it was. And you know what?
Some people are saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Whatever team he gets to go, I don't believe that they're going to move away from him after the year that he could put up. I did pick him to be MVP, and he got off to a great start, 4 touchdowns, and he did. He looked like Aaron Rodgers of old. They allowed him to throw the football. You know, it wasn't all running.
Right, I was surprised they threw it much as they did.
That was the big thing. 44 times, yep. And Chris, I don't know if he threw 44 times last year. I don't know. Unless they were behind big and he was just throwing every down. But it wasn't that many times that he got the opportunity, and he was 32 for 44. He really, really looked good. And if you were a Packers fan, you got to say, wait a minute. You know, like, I know people are counting them out, thinking they can't win 13 games again. I think they'll win the division. I think they'll be able to make noise in the NFC. But Aaron Rodgers is alive and well, and he looked Chris better than good. It wasn't like, oh yeah, he was okay. Nah, he looked outstanding, and what a start to a season. It only gives you confidence as you move forward.
Nah, he looked great. And to your point, he threw 44 or more passes in 2 games last year.
Yeah, I know. I just
53
know.
Once and 55 another.
Were those both losses? Chris, I'm just curious.
They beat Detroit in the final regular season game, 23-20, and then they lost to Philadelphia. So, okay, so one win, yeah. One loss.
So
the
one
shootout,
right, okay.
Clearly, they were in a battle with Detroit, it looks like. But, and here's the thing, and we'll see, you know, look, I think the Packers, they were a bad matchup with San Francisco. Right. I mean, or vice versa, if you say that. San Francisco was a bad matchup for the Packers. If somebody else had been able to beat San Francisco, the Packers might have had a shot to get to the Super Bowl. That team was just too physical for Green Bay. And so, you know, obviously we saw San Francisco lose yesterday. Rob G has picked them not to make the playoffs. We do see
that
happen.
Yeah, Rob G,
you know, I wish I had really thought about that, because we do see that happen quite a bit with the team that loses the Super Bowl. You know, people talk about the Super Bowl hangover for the winner, but the Rams, Carolina, when Cam took them, you know, the next year they didn't make the playoffs. It happens. Philadelphia, you know, it happens. Well, they won it, of course, Philadelphia. But but if San Francisco's not in their way, then maybe they got a shot to do something. But if you're a Packers fan, if it becomes an issue again, and yesterday it wasn't an issue, their lack of skilled players around Devontae Adams. But if it becomes an issue, Rob, do you think there'll be regret in the organization or certainly within the fan base, and they'll be angry that they didn't go out and get a legitimate wide receiver in a draft that was full of them?
Well, yeah. I mean, they'll have to take a look and see what happens. But last night, obviously yesterday, certainly didn't look like he needed anybody else.
Right.
He made everybody right. He made everybody who was out there, right, made them better. So I think – and Devontae Adams, you know, he's a stud. So he's got
great.
His guy. So he needed – maybe another guy would have been great. But off to that, without having that guy – I think he probably even threw one touchdown to the undrafted wide receiver that he never got this offseason. So
you're off to
a good start.
You can argue. I mean, granted, if Rodgers is going to be the starter for the next 3 or 4 years, then you probably made a mistake with drafting Love when you could have got a receiver. But it's never, you know, he sat 3 years behind Brett Favre. I know it was a different day and age. You don't really see, you know, top flight or potentially top flight quarterbacks do that. But, you know, you could sit Love for a few years behind Rodgers and he learns and he comes in ready to go like Rodgers was, you know, when it's time to move on. All right. Anyway, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did Aaron Rodgers' week one performance prove that the Packers made a mistake by taking Jordan Love in the first round of the draft? Your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. They got their free same-day pickup. Goes like this. You can place an order online and then grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations. I honestly feel like there's one on every corner. It's incredible. And whenever you need something for your car, I just went there the other day, got some new wipers and some other stuff. So you can get stuff in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob, we threw it out to the callers, 877-99 on Fox. Did the Packers make a mistake? I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked like he was, 26 instead of 36 yesterday. Four touchdowns, 364 yards, and a big win over Minnesota. Did Green Bay make a mistake by not getting him another receiver to go along with Devontae Adams?
All right, let's kick it off with Felicia in Michigan.
Been a while.
You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. How you been?
What's up, Felicia?
Hey, it's been a long time. Hey, y'all.
You shouldn't have left us.
I know. What happened? Where you been?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I own my own business. I own an IT company, and I work with the federal government. So this time of the year is the time of year where we have to buckle down and get a lot of proposals, win a lot of contract awards.
Bids and stuff.
I've been hiring.
Okay.
So, that's good.
Been doing a lot. You know, I'm a business owner.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Where you at on this?
So where I'm at on this is that, yes, I think they made a mistake. In fact, if they don't reach the Super Bowl, I will rethink the head coaching position, or the GM position.
But hold on. Here's the thing. Let's say they do what they did last year. They go 13-3, lose in the conference championship. How you gonna rethink the head coaching?
That's equivalent to Dallas Cowboys 8-8. Don't be lame. That's equivalent to that.
No, that's not. 13-3 isn't equivalent to 8-8.
Because
it would be hard to let a coach go.
You might look at the front office, right?
The front office may be in the decision that they made, but I think because he would be 26, 26 and 6 in his first 2 years.
And two conference championship games.
Right, and I don't know. Felicia, I don't know. I bet you if you look at all the coaches in the history of the NFL – 26-6 might be one of the best records for the first 2 years.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
All right. Appreciate you. What about Andre in Massachusetts? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Packers absolutely made the right decision taking Jordan Love in the first round. Point A is because it lit a fire up under Aaron Rodgers. As you like to say, Father Time being undefeated, let him get that message loud and clear. Point B, this was a draft class that was deep at wide receiver. So there was plenty of good wide receivers in the second, third, and fourth round. That's what many of the analysts said. So they could still put pieces around him while doing what the Packers
but
do.
But did they?
Apparently with the four touchdowns, 93 QBR, you know, no interceptions, 8 yards per completion. You know, this offense, you know, Matt LaFleur, for all the questions about him coming from Tennessee, you know, he's proven – you know, that he knows that not just have a balanced offense, but an explosive offense.
He's looked pretty good. I'll give him that. Sure. I agree with that.
All right, Andre, thank you. Appreciate the call.
LaFleur looks good, Rob, so far.
Joseph in Indiana, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Joseph, what's up, my man?
I know all these guys we haven't heard from.
It's been a while since we heard from you, man.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, by the way, I do wear my mask. Like you said, laptop on Trash Talk Tuesday. I just wanted to point that out to you. Because I got a family member who's high risk. I have to.
Good. Wear your mask, not just for yourself, but for your family member and other people around you.
I do that. I always do it. But I think the Packers did not make a mistake because Aaron Rodgers is too fragile. Like, he's been injured the last 5 years. He's had two major injuries.
Well, he's played through a lot of them too, though.
Yeah, which at his age, if he takes a bad hit, that's going to have repercussions on him later in life. So they made a smart move by, if he goes down, Jordan Love takes over. Jordan Love proves he's successful. Aaron Rodgers can say goodbye to a starting job.
Wow, Joseph making a heck of a leap, isn't he?
That's a big leap, man.
Right. After four touchdowns, 364-yard game. But hey, everybody's got their opinion.
Exactly. Robert in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Great. Well, preface all this, I'm from Chicago originally, but my mother is from Green Bay, so I grew up a Packer fan since I knew what a football looked like.
All
so,
right.
any rate, but now I'm out here in Tucson, so I couldn't even watch the Buccaneers game, but that's a whole other story. I got to see Kyler Murray do miracles. But
because of the regional game, they're going to show that game. You know they're not going to show they're going to show the Cardinals, right?
Right, exactly. But at any rate, I think they did do the right decision in drafting somebody for the future because I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan no matter what. However, Valdez-Scantling, he had two big drops, but Aaron still went to him, and he made a big play near the end of the game. And Lazard is pretty solid, too. He's their number two. So I really don't think that they actually had to draft somebody else because these guys are developing.
Okay.
And they've got good tight ends. So I think it was pointless. Steve,
so you don't think the cover's bare? You think that he has enough weapons and that's why they weren't so keen on getting – because you remember now, they drafted a guy who might sit for three years and not – you know what I mean? I understand the emergency part in having him, Chris, but he might not, you know, add to the football team for 3 years.
Right, right. All right. We will continue this Aaron Rodgers conversation with one of his former teammates, NFL Network analyst James Jones joins us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. He's a Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst, former teammate of Aaron Rodgers, and that's who we're going to start off talking with him about, James Jones. James, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
What's going on, fellas, man? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. Great to have you on the show, and really a great day to do it as well after your former teammate, your former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, has a tremendous, maybe the best game, you know, by a quarterback yesterday. And do you think, we know he's motivated already, but do you think that the way the draft went down with them taking Jordan Love, some people speculating that this maybe could be his last year in Green Bay, that all of that has lit a fire under him that could actually work out well for the Packers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been saying all offseason, man, I've been around Aaron Rodgers for a long time. I know what this game means to him, but not only that, I know what type of competitor he is. Every day in practice, if it ain't perfect, it ain't right to him. You know what I mean? And that's just the type of guy that he is. And then you bring in a guy and you draft a guy who basically you saying, okay, man, your time is coming soon, and this dude is going to replace you. It absolutely lit a fire up under him like, okay, let me show y'all how bad I am. Y'all thought y'all seen it, but I'm about to show y'all a little bit more how bad I am, man. And yesterday, he went out there, and, man, what surprised me is just how comfortable he was in the system. And even when they started that game off, man, they did a lot of different formations, a lot of different things. And with him being comfortable in the system and Coach LaFleur knowing what he likes and what he likes to call, look out, man. Look out.
Mm. That was something to watch, no doubt about it. Let's go to another quarterback who made his debut in Tampa, Tom Brady, all the ballyhoo in the offseason about how many weapons he has and Tampa's going to the Super Bowl and all that. Wasn't a great start for Tom Brady. What did you see? He had two interceptions, had a fumble. He put up some points, but he struggled too.
It was everything that I expected, to be honest with you. It was everything that I expected. When I jumped out there with Brett Favre, in practice, it was all good. We communicate. Hey, we connect on the route here. We don't on there. When I got in the game with Aaron Rodgers, had great practice. Connect on the route here. Don't connect on one there. You talk about it. But when you get in the game and the bullets start flying and these defensive linemen are at your ankles and you got to run your route a certain type of way, I knew that chemistry was going to be an issue for Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers early. That's why everybody's been asking me, how's the team going to look? They're not going to look too good, in my humble opinion, early. But now when you talk about after week four, don't ask me, because I feel like Tampa Bay is going to have this thing rolling. They're going to be on the same page, and it's going to be over for everybody. But early in the season, I knew they were going to have the things they had yesterday, the miscommunications. You've seen the play to Mike Evans where he's sitting down in the hole, Tom Brady's still throwing the seam route. Those are the type of plays that you got to talk about today. On Monday at film study, you know, but that's what you did not get in practice, you know. So I knew they were going to have those bumps in the road, so I'm not surprised.
So when you say it's going to be over for everybody, how far do you have Tampa Bay going?
Well, I don't. When I say over for everybody, I mean, if Tampa Bay is on your schedule after week four, you better buckle up because they're going to be clicking. But for me, I just
you're not crazy. Year one, okay.
Yeah. Year one, I'm not crowning them to the Super Bowl or things like that, but I'm just saying, if they on your schedule after week one, you better buckle up because they're going to be able to beat anybody in the National Football League if they got it going.
James, I'm going the opposite way. I think Tom Brady doesn't get better at 43, gets worse. And I have them not making the playoffs, so I'll be interested. I can't wait to have you on later on in the season.
I got them in the Super Bowl.
And let me
Kansas
ask you
City.
This. Did you pick Cleveland to make the playoffs last year?
Yes, I picked Cleveland to make the playoffs last year. I did, man.
Okay.
I want to ask you, James, and obviously you know this position as well as anybody, receiver. I'm watching yesterday's Cleveland game, and I'm just, you know, I see OBJ, and he's just not a factor. Is that more Baker Mayfield, who we know is struggling, or do you see something kind of going on with OBJ? He got 10 targets. He only had 3 receptions. 22 yards. Where do you think, I mean, I feel like, and I know it's only one game, but I just feel like we may not see him be able to unleash his great talent like he did early on in with the Giants. Is this more a Baker Mayfield issue, or do you see stuff going on with LBJ?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both, you know, and it's not helping both of them that OBJ gets traded over there and you have two brand new offensive coordinators during the season. So I'm not ready to say, oh, shoot, both of them is, you know, going to have a terrible year and things like that. But it's going to take some time for them. But as I was watching the game yesterday, I'm watching it. It's some plays where I'm like, man, those are the plays where he has to come to OBJ on. If you see OBJ man-to-man and somebody's playing man-to-man on OBJ, I don't care who it is. The ball has to go there on that route before you even look anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I feel like that's on Baker. But then again, I feel like it's on OBJ too, because he has not earned Baker's trust yet. I don't think so. Because if Eli Manning seen Odell Beckham man-to-man, he ain't looking nowhere else. You know what I mean? If Aaron Rodgers sees Davante Adams one-on-one, he's not looking nowhere else. If Drew Brees sees Michael Thomas one-on-one, he's not looking nowhere else. We could care less what the play is. This is where I'm going with the ball if you want to match up man-to-man on my best dude. So I just feel like him and Baker Mayfield got to get the chemistry together. Odell Beckham has to earn his trust. And then once they do that, man, I think they'll be able to take off, man. But they got to earn each other's trust.
James, what do you think of the Cowboys? Again, they lose to a good team. They've struggled the last couple of years with beating, you know, playoff teams or teams that finished over 500. Dak had 61 yards in the second half. The offense stalled. What do you make? Some people are picking the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl. I just wasn't that impressed by their offense yesterday.
Well, I always tell people that early in the season, defenses always start off faster than offenses. So that's going to happen. You ran into the Rams defense, who defensive line is very good. You got 99 in the middle. You got Jalen Ramsey on the back end that could cover. So I knew they would make it hard on them, especially early. You know what I mean? Because defenses start off way faster than offenses. Offenses are vanilla until they really figure out their identity. And I know everybody's saying, well, they got Zeke in the backfield. That's their identity. Run the football. Yeah, but we don't know how this O-line going to mesh it. We don't know how the game going to play out. We could be in the third and longs. They can't run the ball, things like that. So I knew that it'll be tough on them against the Rams just because they were going up against a good defense. And I know offenses start off slow.
All right, that's James Jones, Super Bowl champion wide receiver. Thank you for joining us, James. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, bud.
Not a problem. Anytime.
All right, my man. It's more of the Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Parker wrapping up another 3 hours. And Rob, of course, Monday Night Football on the night. I got to be honest. I'm not. Are you gung-ho about the doubleheaders on Monday night?
No, it's only
I'm
the not first gung-ho. Week. I thought it was the first week, right? Yeah, just
well,
just
is it? Week. Is this the only? They do it. It seems like they've done it. They do it a few times a year.
Definitely the first Monday night they give you a West Coast game and an East Coast game.
First Monday is fine.
Right.
But it's tough regularly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they were to have them consistently.
How many games? You watched a ton of games.
I watched
on
all
Sunday,
the games
right?
yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's tough. But Steelers look good. I mean, 26-10, as you said, nobody expects much from the Giants.
That's the only problem with these games. And I'm not poo-pooing them, beating them. And they got a 16-point lead. And looks like they'll cover and do everything that that people hope. But I just, you know, last year, you remember we watched some of these bad teams and people jumped on them and put up a lot of points and started 3-0, you know what I mean? And then the schedule, you start playing good. I'm just, Chris, I'm just saying, and you know I'm right.
When you said 3-0, I know who you're talking about.
No, but the Cowboys started 3-0 and looked unbeatable.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why
didn't
I knew
they?
What you were talking
didn't
about.
Didn't they look unbeatable?
Well, but we knew they had three bad teams coming
out. Yeah, and they beat them up like they should have.
Yeah. But Ben looks good. I just think, Rob, and it's interesting because before last year, he caught flack. I think he was underrated as a coach, Mike Tomlin. And then when he worked miracles just to get that team to 8-8 last year, and then when you saw what happened with Antonio Brown when he left when he left Mike Tomlin and nobody else can even get him to act like a normal player, you know, and survive on your team, I think the respect for Mike Tomlin went up. And I got to admit, right, he did a good job last year. I know they didn't make the playoffs. They would have actually made it, I believe, had the new rule with seven teams in each conference been in last year. But to get that team to 8-8, it might not be pretty. They won't be the sexy team. Obviously, they're not going to win the division with Baltimore there. But I think the Steelers could have a nice little year and get into the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to win the AFC. I don't think they can do that at all.
They
but
could
I
win
think
it when
they
had all the guys that they had.
Right,
I mean, let's just be honest.
Right.
I'm not as high on the Steelers. I know they got a defense. I'm just not. I don't know about Big Ben long term. He's older. We'll see, Chris, against some of the better teams. But off to a good start, so I'm sure Steelers fans are happy. I'm not there. I didn't pick them to make the playoffs in the AFC, so we'll see. I didn't pick them last year either.
Who were your wild cards? Do you remember?
I don't even remember. I have to look at the list. You know, I can't remember what I
ate. I know the Jets were in there. No, Jets were division winners.
Right. I have the Patriots.
How you feeling about that one?
Well, I do have your guys' picks if you want them.
Yes, go ahead.
So Rob's wild card picks were the Patriots, the Texans, and the Titans. In the AFC.
I like those. I mean, mine were
Bills, Texans, Steelers.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but you had Indy and the Jets winning the division. It's one game. You discouraged at all about those, you know, those two teams? Or
no, I mean, they're bad luck, the losses. You know what I mean? They're not going to go undefeated, so I never look at it that way. I'm always realistic about, you know, you're going to lose games. You're never going to like, Chris, how you lose. You know what I mean? You can get blown out, lose a close game. Somebody kick a field goal. It doesn't matter. You're still not going to feel good about it, but they're going to lose some games. So we'll see. Last year, the Jets won seven of their last nine.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd look that bad.
Yeah.
I thought they looked bad. And, you know, I'm not going to make a ton out of one game. But I tell you what, Gase better get his act together.
Well, that's what I was hoping. He better get that team together. Is that this might be it. And I don't know if there's another job. You know what I mean? So he's got to turn that thing around.
Because obviously he failed in Miami. And if he fails here, he's probably done as a head coach. So he better get him going. But with the Giants, I like Danny Dimes. But this is not a good start. And again, one game. But Saquon Barkley, 15 carries, 6 yards. 15 carries, 6 yards. And it's on Danny Dimes partially to open it up for him. But he's thrown two picks.
Right.
And if you're in the red zone.
And if they know that quarterback can't do it, you know what I mean? Then all you got to do
is
put all those guys in the box and stop the running back, and then you're stalled.
Yep, absolutely. So what, you got your Titans coming up.
So I got Titans -3. I'm going to take that game. And,
oh, you are? So you're taking they're favored by three?
Yeah, they're favored by three.
Yeah, I think you're pretty good on that one. If they pick off where they left off last year.
Yeah, I mean, I just figured that's a safe bet. I didn't have a feel for this game, Chris. I thought Pittsburgh would win, but I wasn't. What was it, 8.5? How many points?
6.5.
Yeah. But you know what? They won it by 16.
It's in New York or in Jersey, in the Meadowlands.
You know what I'm saying? So I just didn't know, you know? And I didn't know what to
Ben's
expect
first
from
game.
Ben yet. Yep.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough one. I mean, like you said, I thought they'd win. I'd have been hesitant to go over 6.5. But, you know, Giants are marching. We'll see if they can punch it in. I feel with the Titans, I'm concerned about Tannehill. I mean, obviously he had a good year last year. I know they didn't use him much in the playoffs as far as throwing the ball. But I wonder if he's going to turn into that pumpkin again. And that's my concern with the Titans. I think Derrick Henry, I don't know if he'll do what he did last year over the second half of the season. But that was like watching old school running backs. You used to see that. Eric Dickerson, Earl Campbell, workhorses. You know what I'm saying? Emmitt Smith, obviously. Guys that would get it 25 times a game every week. And that's what Derrick Henry reminded me of. And I think that's a tough team. We'll see if they can, you know, keep up what they did. But I just got questions about Tannehill.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is, can he duplicate? You know, that's always a thing. You could have a good year. He's had a lot of so-so years.
Right, right.
So you don't know. Is he going to revert back? And, you know, did it have to do with the unbelievable running by Derrick Henry? You know what I mean? That opened it up for him. What if they focus in on Derrick Henry this year? I don't know,
yep.
Chris.
Yep.
I'm just not convinced.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I just want them to score more than 3 points tonight in Denver, and I'm happy.
Well, you got them in the playoffs, so you must believe
something.
So. Yeah,
well, only because I like Derrick Henry. When you move the ball, this is the other thing.
If
you know,
the defense can hold up and he runs like he did last year, they got a good shot.
You got a good shot
because
you control the clock.
As long as he doesn't kill you. Yeah,
and if he doesn't make a big turnover. Yeah, that's all you need. Having a running game like that changes a lot because then you're not asking your quarterback to make 45 throws. He doesn't have to make 45 throws.
Right, 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 right. All right, it is the iCouple starting off another week. We got big week. Obviously, you got the NFL, which we'll talk all week, but NBA game 7 tomorrow. We didn't think we'd see this game 7.
Nope.
I picked them in the Clippers in 5. Rob
picked
them
in
6.
And we're going to 7.
And I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm picking the Clippers to win it, but I don't like it, Rob, at all. All right. All right, couple. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.